Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Carl Mankey is on the phone line. Have you heard about him? Talk about people who said, you know what? We need to open up businesses sooner than later. If you open up your barber shop in Michigan, they can fine you $1,000 a day. There's a barber in Michigan. He's over 70 years old. He opened up his barber shop. He's working 15 hours a day. The police showed up. They gave him a citation. He put it on the counter and said, thank you very much. He keeps working. He's racking up a $1,000 a day ticket, and I don't know if he's going to go to jail. I don't know if they're going to bankrupt this guy. Imagine that, the government bankrupting you for working. But doggone it, we're not supposed to be doing this. He said he's doing it safely, and he needs to make money. So he's getting the ticket. When we come out of this, this guy's going to have the longest lines in the business. But he's got long lines right now. Carl, you're on WGN Radio in Chicago. How are you?
Well, so far so good. Keeping the party rolling.
Are you at your barbershop now?
I am. Yes, I am. I'm at my barbershop now.
When is the first appointment for today?
Well, I've already had it. You know, I've got probably, I would guess, maybe in the somewhere in the neighborhood of 25, 30 people out in my front yard here, and I got another probably 15 in my shop just sitting here waiting. So it's a whole new thing here.
What do you charge for a haircut?
I charge $15.
And am I correct you're going to get fined every day that you're open?
You know, I'm not certain. They came in and dropped that off. You know, I don't know if it's going to be every day. You know, I refuse to close, so I don't know. They keep writing the tickets and, you know, and keep writing. I got to appear in court for each one of them, so, yeah, whatever.
Why are you doing this?
Going along here, it's kind of a courageous thing. You know, I had to muster up the courage to do it, and then once I got going with it, then it became, almost a missionary zeal to get it done.
So you're doing this not for the money, but for the point of it all?
Well, I'm doing this for I have to make a living.
But you get unemployment benefits. You could get unemployment benefits or stimulus checks, right?
That's right. Well, I didn't get that until just yesterday.
Yeah.
And unemployment up here, you know, I was denied two or three times. You know, my wife says she noticed there was a $160 deposit in our account. So, you know, that was the unemployment.
I don't want to keep you any longer than I already have. I know you got customers there, and the police are probably listening to this conversation too, Carl.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure they are somewhere. Yeah.
Any last words for our listeners, sir?
Well, anybody that it takes courage to do this, but once it gets started, the support that I have is unbelievable. You know, at first I thought I was going to be twisting in the wind all by myself out here. You know, and I had made up my mind that I was going to do this. I had to do this, you know, as a matter of making my own living. And as a matter of, I couldn't believe that the government could tell me I couldn't work. You know, and that was and I'm an adult. You know, and all the people sitting in my shop here are adults today, and they're making adult decisions as to what they need to do. Now, we know what the guidelines are. We know the distancing, and we know the face masks and the sanitizers and the, you know, making sure my tools are in an ultraviolet cleanser here. So, yeah, it's all good. So, you know, that's from that standpoint, you know, we're okay.
All right, Carl. Good luck to you. Stay safe.
Stay safe.
Yes, thank you.
If that's possible in those circumstances. That's Carl Mankey. He's the owner of Carl Mankey's Barber and Beauty Shop in Michigan. It's 924.